Good evening to all. What an incredible honor this is for me and Gerard, and of course Lola, my now cloned AI voice. I wanted to start by thanking Stephanie Wilkins and The American Lawyer for featuring our story last week with such beautiful writing and enthusiasm, and also for honoring us tonight with ALM's first ever Outstanding Achievement in Legal Technology Award. Thank you also to our law firm Greenberg Traurig, and to all of our supportive colleagues and firm leaders here tonight. GT puts the big heart in big law and walks the walk in so many big and small ways. To my dear friend and brilliant colleague of over two decades, Gerard, how can I ever possibly thank you enough for working so tirelessly this last year and a half to help me find my voice again? Like everything else he does, Gerard put his heart and soul into this and has not stopped while we continue to refine and improve Lola. As we all agree, AI is incredible. After all, Lola has been around for only 1 year and is getting this great award, while it has taken me over 30 years in the law to achieve this as Lori. We certainly did not expect an award, but just really wanted to get our story out to the masses, both legal and non-legal, in the hopes of helping the countless people who have lost their voices and are fending for themselves, trying to navigate the technology and medical issues they are facing. I am very happy to report that since the article came out last Thursday, we have had one other trial attorney reach out about his dramatic and traumatic loss of voice, and one other in-house counsel too about her voice loss. And we are going to work with them to help them create their own AI voices. And on a broader scale, I have already sent the article to places like Mayo Clinic, Mass General, Emory, and those medical communities offering our help and our willingness to meet and speak to their patients about how we can help them too. This is really what it is all about, helping the greater good and paying it forward. While I am so grateful for the ability to regain my voice and get back into court myself, I am even more excited to see how many others in need we can help through our work and getting the word out so broadly, and how many others without their natural voices we can encourage and inspire to live their lives to the fullest. We could not have done it without the help of The American Lawyer, and please know how grateful we are for both Stephanie's incredible story and this award tonight.